Changing perspectives. I want to talk to you today about help. You know, I think all of us have heard this phrase so much. Help me. Help me. Help me. You could have said it while you were praying to God. You could have asked this of a teacher. You could have asked this of a manager. You could have asked this of a parent, of a sibling. But everyone in their life has used that phrase, help me. And we all have different contexts to maybe why we have asked for help. But the question I want to raise today is the fact that how often do we ask for help and we actually follow through with the help that is given to us? There's something that has been bothering me for a while, and it's really just the fact that sometimes we only ask for help when we are desperate. Sometimes we only ask for help when we are in a tough spot. And we are not really sincere in wanting the help. And this is what I've realized over the years. Well, even with myself, I would ask God for help in a certain area. And then I would say to myself, but why didn't I follow through with it? You see, many times we want help on our, with our terms and condition. And we don't understand that help is a partnership. We don't understand that help comes with conditions of itself, on its own. Whereas when you are asking someone for help, surely you are forming a partnership, and there are certain things that they are expecting of you, and there are certain things that you should expect of yourself as well. I find that when it comes to the question of help, it gets difficult. It really, really gets difficult for people to follow through with it. People don't always want to do it. Or rather, people want to ask for help, but people don't want to follow through with the process of being helped. I can think of moments in my life, let me use myself. I can think of moments in my life where I would ask someone for help. And if they frustrate me too much, and then I'm like, no, never mind. And I do think that I've done that to God as well. You know, you ask God for help, and then when things become too difficult, then it's like, no, God, never mind, leave. Let me see if I can sort it out myself. And that is actually an example of pride. Because when you ask for help and you go through the process of help, there's a humbling that takes place. There's a humbling that happens when you have to ask, and there's a humbling that happens when you go through the process. Now, oftentimes people are willing to settle for the humbling in the asking, but not the humbling of the process. Because every area within that help process will humble you. But you need to decide just how desperate you are for things to begin to work in your life. I know this because people start out well. People will say, no, help me at any cost. But as soon as any form of strength arises on the inside of us, and we feel that we are in any way enabled, we leave that process completely, not thinking that it's going to cost us in the long term. So why am I talking about this today? I'm talking about this specifically because I know that there are batons that have been dropped. I know that there are promises And there are things that are undone. Why? Because we did not, or we were not willing to go through the process of help. We were not willing. It is too difficult for me to follow the instruction of the person that wants to help me. It is too difficult for me to sit under the person because it is too humiliating. I don't see it as humbling. It is too humiliating. And so I can't go through that process. And sometimes it costs us big time. You see, when God tells you, or let us use an example, let us use an example of Saul, King Saul. King Saul was ready to accept God's help when he felt like he was inadequate or he wasn't strong enough. The Bible speaks about how God blessed him and favor came upon him and things were just, his kingdom was prospering. But a time came when pride arose and he didn't want to listen to the full instruction of God. He was more worried about how he looked in front of the people. God gives him an instruction and God says, kill the people. He does kill the people, but he doesn't kill all the people. He didn't follow through with it. And it cost him his kingdom. It cost him the lineage of his family. And I'm talking about this today because I want us to realize that for every unfinished task, and everything that we do that we don't complete, there's a consequence. There's something that is lost, whether we see it now, we see it later, it creeps in, but something is lost. And we convince ourselves that we are okay. But I'm here to unsettle the cart a bit. And I'm here to remind everybody that just because you don't feel it now doesn't mean that it's not a problem. I'm here to remind you of the lost dreams and the lost promises. I'm here to remind you of the things that has been dropped. Why? Because we couldn't accept help fully. There are mentors in your life. There are people that are meant to guide you and strengthen you, but you will not be able to see it through without them. And if you are not willing to listen to guidance and to listen to instruction, to follow the entire process, the entire help process, it will cost you. You know, I had a conversation with my children the other day, and I was making an example, and I said to them, because they always tease me, especially my son, he would say to me things like, Mommy, you're always nagging, you're always this, you're always that. And, you know, there was a serious moment where I literally just spoke to them and I said to them, you know what I realized in life? The power of a parent is that when a parent stops speaking, then you begin to move backward. I said to them, it is annoying, but it is powerful for your progress. So never underestimate and undermine it. And this is sometimes what we do in the help process. We don't see the power of it. And so we begin to neglect it. And we think that it is just a nuisance. I'm here to remind you today. Get back into the process of being helped. Allow the process to teach you, and you will walk in victory. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you are giving us a new mindset and new hearts, so that we will be stable enough to follow the process. I speak it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. God bless you, and we will meet up again soon.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.